the numbers are all breaking by and large, Buck, as you look through and as you analyze the gambling odds and everything else in a really good way, by and large, for Republican Senate candidates. And also, governors, Oregon, I'm telling you, Christine Drazen, I think, is going to win first Republican governor in Oregon potentially since the 1980s. We talked about Colorado Senate race there as well as a governor's race. Tiffany Smiley, there's a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal, Buck, this morning, today, that lays out how aggressively Patty Murray's people are coming after Tiffany Smiley because they're getting increasingly nervous that she may flip a seat in Washington. There are a lot of different places on the board that are potentially going to be in play, and they're all breaking a little bit over 5 weeks from the midterm in the direction of the good guys.
I am still holding out hope that this is going to be an election that is restorative in many ways, restorative of sanity, of a sense of justice, of a sense of rationality, and some of these elections going to the Republicans would certainly move things in that direction. Look, even if it turns out to be a great election for Republicans, then the work begins of governing, fixing, turning things around in a lot of these places. So it's all about phases, man. Hopefully we can get into a phase here where things are moving the right way instead of what we've seen for quite some time here in the Biden administration. But I like on the good news front, because we could all use some good news. One is I got a great book. Thanks for Mainsley. And two, I think we're going to win this election.
I do too. Red wave coming.
Clay
Have
Travis
great weekend.
And Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
I fear we're facing a very turbulent time ahead in the financial markets. The stock market, commodity markets, even the housing market is going to be affected in real ways. It's a scary time. So what do? We create a new plan, a plan to shield ourselves as best as possible. My plan is to buy more gold and silver. Both have been proven over time to hold their value when markets become turbulent. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide toll-free at 833-404-GOLD. Again, that number is 833-404-G-O-L-D, the Oxford Gold Group.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Catherine Cortez Masto's been spending liberally on projects not in Nevada, like a fancy spa in Florida and a ski resort in Iowa. And her spending is crushing hardworking Nevadans with inflation and rising costs on groceries, gas, and housing. To pay for it, costly Catherine helped Biden pass hundreds of billions in heavy taxes, crushing Nevadans even more. $20 billion in taxes on middle and lower income families. So we pay for costly Catherine's spending. Catherine Cortez Masto keeps voting the Liberal Party line. And it's smashing any hope of us getting ahead, putting a heavy burden on hardworking, financially stretched families. Say no to costly Catherine Cortez Masto. She's too costly for Nevada. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. As Hurricane Ian made landfall in South Carolina, the cleanup just beginning in Florida. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says help is on the way.
I've ordered more than 400 personnel from the Army Corps of Engineers to Florida with more than 250 generators to enable power supplies for key locations like hospitals and shelters.
Hurricane Ian has winds now at 85 miles per hour and is tracking to the northeast. It will move through South Carolina, then North Carolina. Also at townhall.com, although Vladimir Putin is formally claiming four more areas of Ukraine as part of Mother Russia, the BBC's Hugo Bashega says Ukrainians don't see it that way.
This morning, we had an update that the Ukrainians seem to be going ahead with their plan to encircle the city of Liman in the Donetsk region. This is a key city for the Russians because it's a major hub for the Russians to resupply troops in the east.
President Biden has denounced the action by Putin. The Senate on Thursday approving a short-term government funding bill less than 2 days ahead of a looming shutdown deadline on Friday night. Bernie Bennett has that story.
Senators voted 72-25 to advance the bill, sending must-pass legislation to the House, where it is expected to pass swiftly before heading to President Biden's desk for signature. The bill will temporarily allow the government to remain funded at the current spending levels through mid-December, giving negotiators and leadership more time to work out a larger agreement on how to fund the government for fiscal year 2023, which begins Saturday. A growing number of House conservatives and some in the Senate have been pressing for leadership to wait until January to set new funding limits as the GOP hopes to take back control of Congress. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Stocks continue to move down in the red. The Dow is off 307 points. The NASDAQ down 67. More at townhall.com.
The secret to the market beat stock pick strategy is so simple, it is going to drive you crazy. Ask yourself, is this current market making you sick? Logging into your brokerage account day after day only to see lots of red? Well, let me tell you a secret. The best stocks to own are the companies that are consistently printing real profits year over year. The crazy thing is that it's even more effective in months like right now. Down markets means everything goes on sale, including these profit-printing machines. Want to stop playing the loser's game and guessing what the next hot stock will be? MarketBeat is about to text you our new report. 7 stocks to buy and hold forever. When you text the word profit to 68285, these companies print billions each year in profit and show no sign of slowing down. Get your free copy of 7 stocks to buy and hold forever. Just text profit to 68285. Text the word profit to 68285. Don't wait. This report is only available for a limited time. Text the word profit to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license. And the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, after a year in which he was fired and then rehired, Clark County School Superintendent Jesus Jara has been evaluated. The school board voted 5-2 to rate Jara as highly effective, with trustees Daniel Ford and Linda Cavazos opposing the rating. In a statement made after the vote, Jara said he appreciated working with the board to identify standards by which to be evaluated. Jara was hired by the district in 2018 at a yearly salary of $320,000. His contract expires in January. The city of Las Vegas has lost another round in its years-long legal battle with the owner of the closed Badlands Golf Course. A district court judge has ruled the city wrongly took 17 acres it had previously approved for a housing development. Legal experts familiar with the case say the city may have to pay upwards of $50 million in damages. Talks with the city to possibly end all litigation for $64 million, that fell apart this past summer when Las Vegas officials tried to change the terms of the deal at the last minute. Last year, the city was ordered to pay some $34 million to the property's developer after losing a similar case.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're going to want to watch out for a crash there. It's on the right side, Interstate 15 northbound past Charleston. The right lanes are affected there. Slow flows 15 south at Spring Mountain, and lane restrictions continue on 15 north. That's between Warm Springs and Hacienda.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, September 30th, as we come to the end of September. On we go to October. I'm so excited about it. This is Friday, and as you know, if you listen to this show, we take Fridays pretty seriously here. We love it because it's the best day of the week.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. We celebrate it. Just to update you on some news, Hurricane Ian has made landfall in South Carolina. It was a hurricane, then it was a tropical storm, and now it's back to being a hurricane. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on. If you have traveled to the East Coast or east of the Mississippi, I would strongly suggest that you talk to your airline to make sure that your connections are okay. If you were listening to Clay and Buck, they predicted a big red wave today. And again, we are 39 days away from Election Day, 22 days away from early voting. And the question is there a big red wave or is it going to be a trickle or somewhere in between? Jesus Marquez is a senior political consultant with Marquez Group Strategies. He is a Spanish conservative radio host, and he joins us. Jesus, how you been, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I got to ask you, do you agree with Clay and Buck? Is there a big red wave coming or is it more like a trickle?
It is a big wave, but we can't just take this for granted. We have to work, continue to knock on doors, continue to reach out to all communities We just have to continue to do it and stay on message. That's you know, liberals, the Democrats, they want to take us off the message. But if we, as long as we continue on message, which is the main one, you know, the inflation, economy, jobs, crime going on the rise, a good border security, those are the top issues. If we keep with those issues, it will be fine.
What is it that the Hispanic voters out there want? Is it different than what the rest of us want?
No, it's exactly the same. In fact, if that's probably why Democrats are losing so much ground with Latinos, because they're so totally out of touch with what Latinos want. They assume that Latinos want different things, and they try to go out with different messages for those reasons. But that's kind of offensive to Latinos. Latinos want the same things that every American want, which is, you know, a good economy, good schools for the children, security. We want to be safe in our own neighborhoods. That's what we want.
Let me just ask you, the Latinos used to be pretty monolithic in that it was all about illegal immigration.
Sure.
That has changed. What is it that changed that? Is it a matter of maybe just our perception out here in the real world that maybe we just have misestimated? What's the deal?
Well, I disagree with that. What happens is this. Everybody thought that we were monolithic. Everybody thought that the main issue was just immigration. And because that's what the media, persuaded, that was their narrative for so many years. But the only thing that's changed here is that now Latinos are starting to listen to different, the avenues of information, and not just the Telemundo, the Univision, the same ones over and over. So they're more open to the message of the Republican side, but forever Latinos have been thinking about different issues, and depending on the geographical area, that also is something to consider. It's not the same to talk to Latinos in the Southwest that it is to talk to Latinos in Florida, for example. So those are the different issues that we need to consider. But the main thing is to know that the main issues remain the same. The economy, jobs, and it's always been like that. In fact, immigration was never top issue for Latinos, ever. It was a top issue for the media, and they portrayed that message for forever. But now is they're failing because they're not the only ones out there talking to Latinos.
Again, Jesus Marquez joining us, a senior political consultant. Time was when the RNC and other national groups would end up parachuting a Latino outreach director into a state, whether it be here in Nevada or elsewhere around the country. Is it different now? Do we see the RNC's presence in the Latino community? Do we see new centers being built?
Yes, absolutely. Now we have different Republican groups, working together, coordinating together, and the RNC has more presence in battleground states like Nevada, for example. We have the Vamos group, which is with the NRSC, and so these are all groups that are Hispanic, conservative, and they're now working in reaching out voters. The main thing here is that we need to continue to do voter contact, and that's what they're doing. The RNC is doing a good job by doing that, but this didn't happen in the past. This is something new that we have to give them credit, and we also have to make sure that they continue with that work. They don't just pack and leave after the election goes by, and also work together with Latino leaders, conservative Latino leaders from town, for example, myself and others who are always here. We've been here for a couple of decades, so we need to continue that work along with the RNC and other groups.
Tell me what you do at Marquez Group Strategies.
So we have this consulting firm. We help campaigns. We're right now working with the Adam Laxalt's campaign. We help the RNC. Right now we were called from the RNC to organize a good Hispanic Heritage Month event. So we organize events. We do anything from that to voter registration, to also do the, you know, going and knocking on doors, doing the voter contacting. So we do a strategy. We do anything that has to do with reaching out the conservative Latinos out there. And not, and again, this is very, we have to make this very clear. We don't just go out and try to pamper to Latinos. We, all we do is we talk to Latinos about the same issues that every single American in this country cares for. And that's it. That's all we have to do.
I want to drill down on what's going on here in the state of Nevada. Are the statewide races as close as we're being told they are? We're being told there are a couple of points, 2-3 points, maybe 4 points. Are they really that close?
You know what? That's what the polls show, that we're close. And in fact, the last four polls show that, for example, Adam Laxalt is up for a couple points against Cortez Masto. But I will give it a couple more points just because polls are not, you know, they're not, they haven't been accurate. And plus, one of the things that they're not considering is that the enthusiasm is bigger, greater with Republicans, and they're not putting that into the mix. So I believe we can have bigger numbers than what the polls are showing, even though polls are showing that we're up a couple of points.
What about in the gubernatorial race? I know you're not working that race, but you see what's going on. What is your sense of what's going on in the Sisolak Sheriff Joe race?
It mirrors. It's about the same. You know, Joe Lombardo's up a couple points against Sisolak. And listen, the main message here is that the one driving everything down for the Democrats is Joe Biden. And so if we can relate the fact that, for example, Cortez Masto has voted 98% of the time with Joe Lombardo, then, you know, that's the message we have. That's the message we need to stick with. Joe Lombardo, the same. If he can relate the fact that Sisolak will do the same things that Newsom in California and Joe Lombardo and Joe Biden in at the federal level does, that's the message that they need to drive or tell the Latinos and everybody, in fact. But yeah, the numbers are pretty similar. We see that Lombardo and Laxalt are up a couple of points against their opponents. And believe me, when the top ticket goes, I think we're going to see it down the road, ticket all the way down to the bottom. We're going to win. We're going to win big.
I've been telling everybody that I know that the Dems are not going to go quietly, and you know that they're plotting strategy in these final 39 days, 22 days to the start of early voting. Any ideas what we will see from Democrats? Will it be more of the race card, the gender card, whatever? Is that what we're going to see from here to Election Day, or will there be something new?
Oh, no, big time. They're going to be they're mad. They're desperate. They're going to try everything in the book and even out of the book. Look, Cortez Masto is spending a fortune on negative ads against Laxalt. The same with Sisolak. They're just pounding the media everywhere, and not just that. You have groups like the Culinary Union. And I'm not talking about the people, the workers, but I'm talking about the bosses. You know, I just read the other day that they have 250 people ready to walk, and they're already reaching a door. They're knocking on doors. They have in mind to reach a million doors in this cycle. And we can't compete against that. But at the same time, we have the truth on our side. We have the real message. And we still have to get people out there to volunteer. If you can't donate money, donate your time. Go out there and help anybody out there in the Republican side to do door knocking or even phone banking.
Let me ask you, one of the keys, at least in my view, of this 22 midterm is unifying Republicans in the state of Nevada. Are you satisfied that we've done a decent enough job of unifying the party, whether it be at the state level or whether it be at the county level?
You know what? I think we can do better. And I know we have some issues coming into the primary election on our side. My message to every Republican out there that is listening, listen, the Democrats, they want us to be against each other. We need to unite 100% against everybody in our ticket, from Joe Lombardo to Adam Laxo to everybody all the way down to the last one in that ticket, and we need to vote red all the way. And we need to not just go out and vote, but we need to get somebody else to go out and vote. And then we also need to volunteer and help somebody in these campaigns to help the, you know, win this election. And my recommendation would be to start at the top. You know, just go in and volunteer with the two top races are Lombardo's and Adam Laxo. And believe me, if we get those two to win, everybody down the ticket will win with them. So it carries the rest of the ticket. We have to push for those two at the top and everybody at the bottom.
What is your sense 39 days out? Give me your gut feeling on this election. You think that there is going to be a big red wave. Do you think we'll get the top of the ticket through?
Yes. Now, a big red wave doesn't mean that we're going to win by a big margin. Yeah. It just means that we're going to win a lot of the seats, a lot of the positions, possibly even all. We don't know. But I think my estimation is that we win about 38% to 40% of the Latino vote, which will bring us into a victory across the board in any state race that we have, you know, the Lombardo race, all the other ones, and also the Adam Laxalt's race. If we do that, we're gonna do good. And this doesn't mean that we just need the Latino vote, no. But it just means that is one of the main coalitions that we need to work on very strongly. And my gut says that we win across the board, not just here in Nevada, but across the board in the country. Democrats are making a mistake, and I know we're probably running out of time, but one of the mistakes they're making is that they're focusing too much on abortion. And I know that kind of bumped their numbers a little bit here and there. But even after all the millions of dollars that they spent on negative ads exclusively on abortion, they're still down a couple of points. And this is going to go over. At the end of the day, when in 2 weeks and in November, the people are going to go out and vote not on abortion. They're going to vote on the economy, on inflation, on crime going on the rise in our communities. Those are the things that are – and also in education. Parents are absolutely angry and mad at what they're doing with the kids in school. So those are the things that are going to drive people, voters, to vote our side.
Jesus, always good to see you when we are out amongst them, and it's great to have you on the show as well. Thank you so much, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
There you go. Jesus Marquez, the senior political consultant with Marquez Group Strategies and a Spanish conservative radio host. Good guy, too. Good guy and a smart political guy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey guys, Tom Palisi here from Las Vegas Aesthetics. People from over 20 countries fly in to see us for the world-famous P-Shot treatment for erectile dysfunction, male enhancement, and Peyronie's curvature. Well, we've got some big news. We are doubling the strength of the treatment. We're doubling the PRP to get double the results. What we are not doubling is the price. And we're going to include the shockwave treatment valued at $500 absolutely free. Call 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunity.